Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 292, Not Cast Off Forever. Hear this verse. Let it land, for the Lord will not cast off forever. But, though he cause grief, who will have compassion according to the abundance of his steadfast love? Lamentations 3, verses 31 and 32. Before we go any further, you need to know where these words come from. Jeremiah did not write this from a quiet room, somewhere safe and settled. He wrote it in the ruins of Jerusalem. The city had fallen. The people were in exile. Everything he loved had been reduced to rubble right in front of him. And it was there, from the bottom of that wreckage, that he lifted his voice and declared, "The Lord will not cast off forever." That changes everything. Because when a promise is born inside of suffering, it is not theory, it is testimony. And the first thing Jeremiah declares is absolute. No conditions, no fine print. Not forever. Every hard season has a boundary on God's calendar. The painful place you are in right now is not the final verdict on your life. It is a chapter. It is not the whole book. But the verse does not stop there. It does not pretend the grief is not real. It looks straight at it and says, even when God allows grief, he will have compassion. That is biblical faith, not denying the pain, not telling yourself everything is fine when it is not. It is trusting the one who is in the pain with you. It is knowing you are not alone at the bottom of that pit. And where does that compassion come from? Not from what you have earned. Not from the size or the severity of what you are facing. It comes according to the abundance of his steadfast love. The standard is God's immeasurable love. And that always, always tips the scale toward the one who is suffering. My friend, if you needed proof that this love is real, look at the cross. Jesus at Calvary is where this promise took on flesh and blood. God did not spare his own son. He gave everything. And if he did that, how will he not have compassion on you today? The compassion Jeremiah proclaimed in the ruins of Jerusalem was fulfilled in the risen Christ. This is not a vague hope. It is a proven, sealed, living promise. So, today, I want to ask you to do one thing, just one thing, before breakfast, before you open your phone, before the day sweeps you up, stop. Name one area of your life where God feels far away. It might be a relationship, it might be a financial weight you have been carrying for months. It might be a grief so old and so deep that you have stopped talking about it. And then say it out loud, not just in your head. Lord, I trust that your love for me is greater than this pain. Let the promise land before the day begins. This is not a magic formula. It is an act of faith. It is you choosing to trust the character of God, even when you cannot yet see the way through. Stay close to God. Pray. Then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.